Try to find a spider's web on a bush or on the grass in your garden, and look very closely at it. The spider makes the outside lines of the web first. Then, it forms the lines which extend like the spokes of a wheel from the center of the net to the edges. All these lines of the web are made of smooth, elastic threads of silk. Lastly, it starts from the center of the web and fastens a slender line across the others, going round and round in a spiral. This spider, or cross thread, is covered by the spider with thousands of tiny drops of a very sticky substance. Then the spider goes to one corner of the net and waits. Soon, an insect, perhaps a common fly, rushes in its flight against the web and is caught by the drops of sticky stuff. Out comes the spider, runs to the fly, and rolls a band of its gummy silk around it. Then the spider gives the fly a bite to kill it, or carries it away to one corner of the web till it's wanted for food. The spider's jaws are grooved, and in its head are some tiny poison bags. When the spider bites, some of the poison runs down the grooves and so enters the body of the insect which is bitten. After this, the insect is unable to move or to fly away. There are many spiders which in habits and appearance are quite different from the garden spider. Some of them have their nests in little holes in the ground, and make little trapdoors to close them. Others live under water, and carry down little bubbles of air to breathe in their homes.